eyes and let's all smoke out.
Chimney.
Okay, fine. What do you call the front part of the fireplace where you might have little things sitting there to stoke the fire?
Sometimes you know where I got the screen at?
Yeah,
The base? Okay. I just call the base the screen thing.
Okay, and do you have a name for the part that the screen sits on?
The base.
Okay.
And the firemen were around it.
Right. Okay, that's fine. What do you call the things that you lay the wood on in the fireplace? Do you just lay it on the floor, or do you have some things, some iron things?
Some props, iron props.
Okay, you have it. Can you think of any other names they might be called?
No.
Have you ever heard of andirons?
What?
Andirons. Okay. And what do you call that thing above the fireplace that you put stuff on?
Mantle.
Okay. And what do you call the biggest piece of wood that you, that's at the base of the fire? The big piece.
It's slat rock.
Okay, but I mean the piece of wood that you put in to burn.
A log.
Okay. Do you have any special name for the big one?
Just a log.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, do you have a special name for the small wood that you put in first?
Kindling.
Okay. Do you, can you think of any other kinds? Have you ever heard of lightwood?
Yeah.
All right. Is there a difference between kindling and lightwood?
No.
Okay.
But it's called like kindling because that's what it's called.
Okay, right. Well, they have different names in different places. That's what we're trying to find out. All right. After you've burnt the fire for a while, there's some black stuff that forms on the sides of the chimneys. What's that called?
Smoke.
Well, no, but it's like
black smoke.
Dirty.
Dirt.
Dirty, and you have to
mess.
Brush it out, huh?
Mess.
Okay. It's but can you think of a particular name for it? The junk that you have to sweep out.
Ashes.
Yeah. Would you ever call it soot?
Yeah. Soot.
Okay.
Now, I'm not gonna remember all these words. I heard neither.
I know.
It's just what I use.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. What you use. Okay, what's that you're sitting in?
A chair.
Okay. What do you call the long thing that people sit in, three or four can sit on?
Couch.
Okay. Are there any other names for it?
Sofa.
And to you, is there any difference between a sofa and a couch?
No, but okay. I call it couch.
What?
I just call it couch.
Yeah, me too. All right, what do you call, well, we don't have one in here, but it's sort of like this is what you keep your clothes in the bedroom.
Chest of drawers.
And what do you call all these pieces that you fill the room with?
Furniture.
And what do you call the stuff that is in the windows that has the curtains but it pulls down like this?
Shades.
Alright. What do you call the ones that have, that are a lot of pieces together and you can open and close them? They shut out the light. They have slats going across.
Never seen any out here, right? I know what you're talking about. They open one up right here like, don't they?
And they're made out of metal, and they're only about that wide. And you can either open them so that they're partially open, or you can pull the whole thing up out of the way.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I don't even know the names of shades is really... I remember we had some called just closed shades.
Or blinds?
Blinds, yeah.
Is there, can you think of a longer name for that? Have you ever heard of Venetian blinds? Okay. All right, what do you call the little room off your bedroom that you hang up your clothes in?
Closet.
If you didn't have a built-in closet like that, you might have, I see this in a lot of old houses and on farms and stuff, they have big pieces of furniture that you hang up your clothes in. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Call it cabinet closet, linen cabinet.
Okay, how about, is there, I'm not talking about something with shelves though, just something you can hang up.